On today's Spit It, we're going to be talking about crazy stuff like giraffe shoes, jellyfish poop, watching three grown men try and spell better than a fifth grader, which is...
I'm sure I nail it.
It's a lot harder than you would think. And of course, another draft. We draft the worst animals to be a veterinarian for. Tell your friends about the podcast and enjoy.
What happens when three buffoons give life advice, explore unrealistic situations, and give random topics more thought than they probably deserve? It's the Spitballers Podcast with Andy, Mike, and Jason.
Bouchika, bouchika, bum, 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 dingy.
Oh, man.
So I don't know if that was...
No. I love the beginning.
I was feeling it. I was vibing.
It's been a long time since
But here's the thing. I
used my stinger.
I was rolling with it. But then you pulled out the old stinger.
Then
this new, fresh, whatever, wah guitar you were playing over there.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's kind of his calling card.
Yeah, I haven't used it in a long time. I can tell you, I didn't plan it. I mean, that's just... That thing was born, and it, for a reason.
Look, I was in for three beats, and then I was, and then I was out.
All right. Well, I'm sad that.
That's still a 75%, though.
Which is your new high score. All right.
Welcome into the Spitballers, episode 191. Would you rather? Jason's favorite segment, Highway to Spell.
Barf.
And...
B-A-R-F. Barf.
Hey, you're the reigning champion.
Oh, that's right. Thank you for reminding
me.
Yes,
yes. Sure he is.
I really
the best am. Part is that you are just as happy to win that with me being handicapped as if I wasn't.
Makes no difference at all. Also, I went to a grade past where you were handicapped. So, loser says what?
I'm just saying that, like, if you were in a sprint, like a race, and every one of your opponent's legs were tied together and yours weren't, you would feel like you had beat them in a real race. That's all.
I would lord it over them as I should with my heavy metal around my neck.
We are drafting the worst animals to have to be a veterinarian for today. And
it's very interesting.
Yes, because there are different directions to go.
Yes, I had my approach, and I have no idea where you. I don't know what angle you guys are coming from.
I got some on my list that I'm excited to reveal.
Yeah, it'll be fun. At SpitballersPod on Twitter, Instagram.com/SpitballersPod. You can watch the show on YouTube. We appreciate all the reviews.
Wait.
Supporting the show, so following the show.
We're in episode
191.
That we're in the countdown here, final countdown to 200.
Yeah. Yeah, that's fair. That's the math that checks out.
I'm so excited to see whatever special stuff the producers have planned.
Oh my gosh, that
for
will be fun.
Show 200.
Yeah, I've been hearing whispers from the bushes.
Right.
That they have something big planned. And so I don't want to. I don't want to spoil it.
It's always a surprise when you hit a threshold and they have all these plans.
But I know them, and I know how much they care about like big events, like,
and the listeners.
Yeah,
because really, that's who it's about.
They
it
are
really
going
is.
To knock it out of the park. And the cool thing is, it's going to be a surprise. Like I don't even want to know all the way up to the show. I just want to be blown.
And we
away.
Record a lot, but the fact that they would put that time in for that special episode, even when we're busy, with a lot of recordings, tells. It really
and
tells
even,
you, the listener, how much they care about you.
Yeah, they're even busier.
It's not about us.
They're busier than you can imagine. And to really put in those extra hours that they're
going to
clearly
going to
have,
gonna have
I mean,
to do. Did, probably already have.
Yeah, they probably already have.
Yeah.
So.
Would you rather...
That's a pro move. That was not Andy that hit the button. That was the producers just... Pushing us along.
Oh, well done, Al. I don't know if I've ever been brought along. Is that what it feels like?
That is what it feels like.
Wow.
I had at least 5 minutes of material left for that bit.
Yeah, we'll come back to it. Would you rather question from Mark on the website. Would you rather have goggles?
The goggles do nothing.
Goggles that allow you to... Is that a line from Arnold?
It's a deep Simpsons cut for everybody out there.
It better be. Would you rather have goggles that allow you to see your surroundings in a historical time period.
Okay.
Which sounds really cool.
Okay, okay.
That's a typo. That should say in any historical time period. You can choose.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, it right, it yeah. made sense.
Got a dial on it, like binoculars. You could go back.
And I've always thought that would be really neat.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah. Or a flask that gives you an infinite supply of whatever liquid you put in it.
Man.
By the way, we are very close to the first one in terms of what Google Maps can do now, where you can actually look at an area. Now, it's not high resolution. It's not the same
right.
as this, but you yeah. can actually scroll time periods and see buildings change and be added.
Sure, but you can only go back as far as right. we have the record. But
right.
Tell me if you guys have ever done this, because this may be just deep philosophical version of me. But like, sometimes I'll drive by an empty lot, and it's like that lot right there where it's just land. That's just dirt. That means that area has been dirt for all of modern history, and it is just sitting there, and nothing ever has been built upon that. Like, how outrageous is that?
It is outrageous.
I guess I've never really thought about that.
I don't have that deep of thoughts. Like, I
figured it might only be me, yeah, but I'm throwing
just,
it out there.
That's just you. I mean, that is pretty cool to think about. I'll forget it by
nothing
the time we're done recording.
Nothing has been there.
Nothing has been where nothing has been built, right? Yeah, it's just...
Well, that could have been underwater or something, right? But like,
exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's just, okay. It's a crazy thought when you try and think of how old the world actually is.
Okay, you put the goggles on, and then you see someone like bury a body out there from 120 years ago.
Okay, but on the other side, an infinite supply of whatever liquid you put in it.
What
do I have to fill the flask to the brim, or can I just put a couple drops in there?
Well, I think
because I get an infinite supply.
That's
a gulp.
A
you just
that's
want a gulp.
Point.
Oh, but
no, I want to put in like some valuable liquid.
Right. That's where my brain immediately goes. What is
I'm
the
just
most
trying to make that money
expensive liquid we can put in there?
Is there any liquid that you could put in there that would then? Like, yes, you can make, let's say it's the let's just make it the most expensive liquor in the world, or the most expensive wine, right?
Okay.
Right.
But to refill it, let's say you got to put the flask cap back on tight.
You don't
right?
have to refill it, though.
No, he's saying
No, I'm saying to initiate the magic, you got to put the lid back on.
Okay.
And it fills back up.
Right.
And so then you got to open it, and you got to pour it out and sell it, right?
Right.
So then, I guess that'd be pretty cool. I was thinking that was some great burden or something.
You're trying to make some time argument?
I was just saying, wouldn't that get boring? And I was like, I'd probably just hire somebody to do it.
Let me ask you if it would be boring if you could put the most expensive liquid in the world in there, which is scorpion venom.
Yeah, welcome to the Spitballers podcast where we filled a pool up with
it's $10 million per liter.
Yeah, we've learned this.
That's
Yeah, but demand on scorpion venom is probably not meeting.
Right,
you'd
sell it for infinity.
You'd flood the market. It would not be worth that forever.
And it goes back to what Mike was saying. Like, does three drops count, or do you have to fill it up and then it stays full? And I think you got to fill it up. But to fill that up is going to cost you a milli, at least.
Now, let me ask you a question. Substances that need to be hot or cold, I assume that they are going to be in that condition within the flask?
Yeah,
so
like so infinite
I could have
soup.
Like, well, I was gonna say infinite milkshake.
What do you got in there, chicken noodle?
But like a lot of it. I could eat chicken noodle forever.
I'm taking the goggles.
Sure.
I just don't see the benefit of the flask one.
I don't see the benefit of the goggles other than a very cool parlor trick. Like if I'm standing at my house and I take these goggles and I put them on and I rewind the tape 100 years, 200 years, 300, you want to know what I'm seeing? Nothing. I'm seeing dirt, Mike, to go to your point. Like, we live in Arizona, okay? For the vast majority of human existence where we live, people have not been stupid enough to just be here in the heat. It's just going to be flat dirt.
No way.
What if you see a T-Rex?
Yeah, I say, that's exactly where my brain went. What do dinosaurs actually look like? Because we put it all together, we're assuming that our skeleton structures are correct, And but now the idea of what a dinosaur looks like, that has changed just in our lifetime, where they were scaly lizard-like creatures, and now we're
giving them feathers.
And now they're ancestors of birds. They have feathers.
But does that matter?
It does.
Why?
Yeah, what are you
why
talking
would
about?
That,
does it matter?
Why would it matter?
Well,
a T-Rex
also
looks awesome. Okay. Now let's say that we've got it wrong, and the T-Rex had giant arms. Okay, it doesn't have these little baby arms. I don't give a crap. I don't know.
Okay, let's.
But that's just like really a reason not to know anything.
Well, let's go solve any of the biggest mysteries of life.
Okay.
The biggest.
And by let's you mean me and you, because Jason's not coming with us.
Yeah, yeah. Let's solve.
Like, you guys thirsty?
Like I'm not trying to get like super dark, but Lee Harvey Oswald, the JFK assassination.
Oh, yeah, you get a scroll
which
back.
Is like. What?
What happened?
We still aren't 100% sure what happened, because the official report feels like there's no way that that's actually what happened.
Okay, you just brought up a valuable point, and I
thank
don't think
you.
It's that one. I think that's too far away. You'd have to travel to that location. These are goggles. They don't let you see
I'd
different.
I'd have to travel to Texas.
Right. I'd have to go to Texas to find out.
That would take me hours.
Thank you. You understand. But I mean, if say you're a modern day detective,
okay.
I mean, okay. You don't need to go back.
We're back to the money.
No, it wasn't about money. It was about
just you can
solve
every crime.
Every crime.
As
what
long
happened?
As you know where it happened.
Well, yeah, but if it's like what happened here, someone was,
yeah.
You know, you find a body.
Yes.
Well, let me see who brought it here. I'll just go back to now we've got practical. I like pragmatism. I like things that are useful and.
Like scorpion venom.
Well, yes, do something for me. An infinite flask does something for me. And in 50 years, when we're all in a drought, and, you know, the
right.
water scarcity.
Yeah, when it's,
we've
turns
seen
into
Water
Mad
World.
Max.
And everyone around you dead, and you'll
yeah.
be alive.
I'll have so much delicious cold or hot chicken noodle soup.
I will formally
or
go.
Or water.
I will
you know?
Go goggles.
Yes.
And I will...
Not even close.
And it's not just buildings. I mean, if you scroll back in time, you'll get to see people walking around and stuff. You ever
yes.
seen those old videos where they have like
yes.
downtown San Francisco or someplace in France? I'll watch those for a long time.
It's fat, and like they're starting to colorize them.
Yes.
Because it's so weird to look at black and white photos.
And realize
and
that
try and wrap
all,
your yep. head around. No, the world wasn't black and white.
It's so it was just as real then as it is now.
It doesn't see. I don't believe it's, that. I just
know.
Don't believe that the world was as real as it is now.
I know. It's crazy.
Because everything was shades of brown, right?
Yeah.
Or is that just because of our media that, like, you know, it was all black and white and everything was shades of brown? I know, like, dyes were harder to come by, but doesn't that
yeah,
mean
yeah, not
you
to
were,
the black and white point.
Yes.
Sure. But shades of beige is pretty boring.
All right, let's move on. Jana from Twitter.
Which one do you think it is?
Jana doesn't sound right. But that's the way
Jana also doesn't sound right. So
Jana.
Ah, we got there.
Jana from Twitter. What would you rather eat for $10 million? 1,500 red crayons or a delicious hippopotamus. You must complete all of it to get the money.
Okay.
So I just recently watched that show Alone
mm-hmm.
in the Wilderness, and they are alone and they are without food and they have to find their own food. And one of the guys got a bow and arrow that he made he brought it and he killed
some crayons.
He killed a very large, I don't even know what it was. It was almost like a bison, but it was some, I don't know, wild cow thing. I hadn't heard of it before. But he ate everything. He ate
including
everything.
How do you eat the bones?
I saw
he
the
didn't
exact...
He didn't eat the bones.
Okay. Well,
lied then.
That was
but he made soup from the bones.
Did he go, okay, so did he do like the bone marrow?
The marrow soup, yeah.
He ate everything. I mean,
okay.
You're talking
everything.
Yeah, brain. Every. If
yeah,
there's
all
a,
the
if
parts.
There's a thing, he ate it.
Just not. I mean, I assume like the skin. He didn't eat the skin.
Well, he used it.
Right. Or I guess the fur.
Did he tan it? Make a
yeah. He
hide?
Did. He did.
What people know how to do that?
They do. They. If you scroll back in your goggles, people once knew how to do that. But the crayons, they're really not for human consumption.
That is correct. Now, what?
And how many could you eat a day healthily?
The question, yes. That's what it comes down to is like 1,500 crayons.
Yeah.
And I specifically read, that's very interesting. What is the weight?
I've already got you here.
Thank you, sir.
I'm on it.
I knew I could count on you.
1,500 crayons is way less than a hippo.
Way less than a hippo. 1,500 crayons, 9 grams a crayon would be 13,500 grams or 29 pounds.
Yeah, 29
pounds.
So you got to
eat 29 pounds. Now, on the other side of hippo.
Of wax.
Of wax or, now, so you, so it's. You,
red wax.
Thank you. Specificity matters. Red dye is very dangerous. But the hippo males weigh anywhere between 3,500 to 9,920 pounds.
9,000?
Yeah, we're talking, that's going to be a minute.
Now, is that a regular hippo or a red hippo?
That is a...
Because that would that'd make a difference to me.
Okay.
From a dye perspective.
Yeah, no dye. All natural. The hippo is all natural. I got a tomahawk steak for the first time in my life.
You did? Oh, my goodness.
A week or so ago. I had
the table kind of bent down that
it
direction.
Did.
Okay. And it was, what was it? 32 ounces?
32 ounces.
So yes. We're talking 2 pounds. 2 pounds. That took me 3 dinners to eat it. 3 meals. And I'm not going light. I'm eating
right
till full. And
that's
you're never getting through this hippo. 3,000 pounds.
That hippo is 160,000 ounces.
Yeah, I will take my crayons. I'll eat one a day and someday have a reward. You will never finish a hippopotamus, ever.
But it's delicious, as per the question.
So then the reward is the hippo?
It's 5,000 tomahawks.
Oh, man.
And you said that was 3 days?
That was 3 days.
Which you could do more. You could do better. But you'd die off quicker. I mean,
wax is not poisonous,
I think I can eat 3 crayons a day without consequence, right?
I don't know, man.
I mean, my poops are going to be red for a long time.
For sure. But eventually, you're going to start jamming up the works.
That's why I'm limiting it to 3.
Yeah.
I think 3's too many.
No.
No. You think you can pass 3?
I think you could do 8 or 9.
That would take you a year and a half.
Yeah.
If you only do 3 crayons a day, it's a year and a half to get you $10 million.
I'm back over to 8 or 9.
The other side, I just did the math on if I ate the same amount 3 times a day, gorged myself on hippo, it would be 41 years. So you ain't getting through the hippopotamus. It's not happening.
This is
without looking like a hippopotamus.
Right.
Yeah. This is the crayons. Crayons all the way around, right?
Yeah.
You got to risk it.
Crayons are way lighter than a hippo. That's
now.
If this question was eat a quarter of a hippo, you're taking 10 years still.
Yeah.
Hippos are big.
Let me ask you this. Are you going solid crayon? Or are you melting these bad dogs down and making some kind of a...
That's what's in my flask.
A stew.
I've got so much. No, I would probably cheese grate it.
Oh.
And I would mix it into other food.
That is super smart.
I would put it in all my spaghetti sauce because it's already red.
Cheese grating your crayons is super smart.
That's into spaghetti sauce.
Absolutely.
You wouldn't see it. You wouldn't smell it. You wouldn't taste it.
Would you like some red Parmesan on that? Well, yes, I would.
You would notice it.
No.
And if you guys, are you fans like I am of the wax lips chewing on those?
I had the candy as a
child. Yeah, or the bottles. Or the bottles with the goo inside
of
them.
That was the worst.
I love chewing on wax.
That was the worst.
I was not a fan.
All right.
You eat paint chips?
Stupid from, oh.
You got caught.
Yeah. Patreon supporter. Thank you, Stu. If you were part of the 10% who survived, would you rather survive a plane crash or a Titanic-style sinking shipwreck?
That's simple.
That's so simple. This is the easiest.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Let me ask you. Would you rather be on land or in the middle of the ocean? I mean, yeah, it's definitely not the ocean.
Yes.
Right?
Yes, and you do survive.
Yeah, well, yeah.
It's not about that.
I think we can infer that you would safely get home either way.
Of course. The point is which would you rather, like, say you've survived, or what ordeal would be more difficult to go through and then have survived?
Here, I'm thinking, as Jason loves, pragmatically.
Thank you.
Titanic-style shipwreck. I go down in a boat. I survive. I have PTSD forever of remembering going down into the ocean, being terrified, all of that, getting rescued. I never have to go on a boat again in my life. Fine. You go down in a plane. I mean, like, people that survive a plane crash, how long does it take before you can get back on an airplane?
How do you ever fly again?
Two lifetimes.
Right. And like, and I know some people do, like Travis from Blink 182. He had that horrific plane wreck years ago, and he's, I believe he's finally flying again. But it's like, you, an airplane is something that if you're actually really going to travel around, you have to have an airplane. But a boat, I can absolutely do without.
You can skip it.
Yeah, and so that makes this question super easy for me.
Yeah, but part of it is not the there's a huge difference in these two beyond some of the things we're saying. The plane crash is a
it's much faster.
It's an it's the worst terror possible because you are certain you're going to die. It all happens very quickly, right? And then the other one is literally the potentially the slowest eventual death scenario with a boat that's slowly sinking and you're just waiting for water to fill the
hours, if not days, where a plane crash is like what, 5 to 10 minutes
So is it level of terror? Like the terror level has to be higher on the plane, but it's for a shorter amount of time. Where the terror level is still very high on a boat, but you have to live with it for a long amount of time.
I don't know that the terror level is less on the boat. Like, unless you don't think it's going down. But that's my point. If I know this boat is going down, right, where it's starting to crack, it's like everyone's got to get off or whatever, I am max level terrified. If I'm in the middle of the ocean.
No.
You think I'm cool, calm, and collected? I'm having a good time?
The reason is you don't actually know how you're dying. You might be rescued. You might find a life, like something that you can be on top of. You don't know if you're going to drown. You don't know if you're going to be eaten by a shark.
But in one of these, it's a Band-Aid. One of these, I'm ripping it off, and I'm saying, this is super scary for those 5 minutes. And we crash into trees, and I am okay. I have survived. I'm on land now, and I'm like, okay, that was insane. I can't believe that, I'm alive. Unbelievable. On the other one, I am spending hours or, as you said, days terrified in the middle of the ocean, adrift,
you might be easier to find on the ocean than in some random mountain region.
No way.
That's an interesting question. I mean,
because here's the reality. If a plane goes down, usually, not always, but usually they know where the plane goes down. If a boat goes down, they might know right where that boat went down. But where are you later?
There's no smoke going up.
Yeah, I mean, it's like you're adrift at sea.
I have more hope.
Give me the boat
of being surviving a boat sinking throughout the process.
Right.
I would agree with that. Like
I want a little hope. If I'm on that plane that's going down, I'm just like, I hope this is quick.
If the question was which one of these two do you think you could survive more likely, then it's the boat. Yeah, there's more time to figure things out. The plane is just not in your control at all. You have no say. You're buckled in for the ride.
You said you could land it. So.
Well, no, this was a plane crash. I would land the heck out of it. We would never crash.
We've established that Jason's not flying the plane.
Give me the
crashed.
Sticks. I'm bringing it down between those two mountains.
Yeah,
I've been a pilot for 25 years. Shut up,
give
you.
Give me the sticks.
Sit aside. Watch me work.
There are no sticks.
Yeah,
it's called a yoke.
No, I don't need any eggs right now. What are you talking about?
Andrea from Patreon, would you rather have a pet dragon that doesn't understand you or a pet zebra that always listens?
Dragon? I mean,
a pet dragon eventually becomes an adult dragon.
Yeah.
Worked out for Daenerys pretty well.
They listened. They understood.
Yeah, he didn't. I mean, that's a tough.
So is there a risk of death here?
It didn't work out well for Hagrid.
100% there's risk of death.
Okay. Well, I mean, the previous question, there wasn't risk of death in a plane crash, so I didn't know what magic is here.
Dragon, gigantic, mythological beast that could burn a city to the ground.
Also very cool to see.
Super cool. But, like, people that have pet tigers, pet lions, they get killed by that animal, and that's... That is not a dragon.
That's a solid counter argument.
What is a dragon? Are we
what is
to,
a dragon?
No. What is a dragon like supposed to weigh?
Oh, that's got to be
more than a hippo.
Five hippos.
50,000 pounds. Five hippos.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, yeah.
I'm going
we're talking
bigger. I'm going bigger than five.
Adult
I'm
dragon.
Going at least 20 hippos.
20 hippos?
Yeah, I'm going at least 20 hippos.
It's like 200,000 pounds.
Yeah, you seen the size of these things?
They still got to get airborne, Mike. That's a little too much.
Wait, we're worried about the science of flight with a dragon?
With a mythological dragon, yes.
Do you know that it breathes
fire? Hey, listen, mythological.
Yeah, but how is it possibly going to fly? What's the aerodynamics on this thing?
I was saying mythological aerodynamics are important, too.
My first Google search didn't help. It says average weight of a male is 180 pounds. I think this is for like a little.
That's a human?
No, it says it's for a dragon, but I think these might be figurines or something. Like statues.
All right. Well, this is about how I think you eventually get rid of the dragon, right? But you have a cool dragon for a little while. Yeah, maybe the zebra is your best friend, but all you got is a zebra. I'm taking the dragon.
Zebras are pretty cool.
Yeah, but here's the thing. If I have a zebra that always listens to me, the coolest part about the zebra is that it listens. But if I have that, which is awesome, I'm not going to spend my time out there talking to a zebra. Like I still
you might spend some time.
Oh, though. At the first week or two, I'm going to talk to the zebra all the time.
You ever heard a zebra?
I have not yet spoken to
great
a zebra.
Great order.
No, but have you heard the sound of a zebra?
Oh no, what are
they're
is
like?
Well, is that supposed to talk him into it?
I'm just saying they're crazy sounding creatures.
My point is that I really hope that's what they sound like. I don't think I would use the novelty that much. The zebra would.
It's not a novelty. They have
a talking zebra.
It's a horse you can talk to.
That's a novelty.
No, it's not.
It's a gift.
It's a parlor trick. No, I'm definitely taking a dragon.
No.
Do you want to know why?
Keep the dragon well fed on zebra and you're fine. It won't want to eat you if it's eating lots of zebra.
Because I will have the only zebra that talks or the only dragon in existence.
That's unwieldy after a couple of weeks. You remember how quick that... I mean, they grow quickly. You're going to have to let it go.
I'll take my chances.
All right, let's...
No. Don't move
let's
on.
Let's do it.
Don't do it.
Highway to Spell.
I've been informed that the zebra does not talk.
Yes, it does. It goes.
How does he know?
Jason said something about having a zebra that talks, and I was just saying that's not what the question said.
It can understand you.
Oh.
Even
it
worse.
It just can listen. How do you know it's not right now? How do you know the zebra can't listen right now?
Because it always goes, huh?
Huh?
They're very confused creatures.
Okay, we're into Highway to Spell now.
Am I a horse? Am I a cow?
Jason, this is your chance to prove it.
Hey, back-to-back champ coming in.
Does Jason start with the handicap?
Well, we're all...
Yeah, fourth grade.
Oh, because he won most recently.
Yeah.
The person who won most recently should always start one grade ahead. That's a good point, Jay.
I think it's if you win three times in a row, you get a handicap.
All right, Highway to... Highway to Spell... kick it away.
All right. We'll kick it away with Jason, our reigning champion.
Thank you.
We're going to start in sixth grade, Jason. Here's your sixth grade level word.
No problem.
Faucet.
This segment sucked, by the way.
Man, this would be so bad if I get this one wrong. I think I got it. F-A-U-C-E-T, faucet. All right.
Yeah,
there was a word the other day in the office that you couldn't... Was it curry?
Oh,
no,
it's chili.
Chili.
I could not. I was like, but I knew it was wrong. I typed it out.
The food, chili.
Yes, the food, chili. And I'm like, that's not right.
It was a good moment.
To Google it. And sure enough, I was wrong.
All right.
You nailed the country, though.
Yes, I did.
Give it to me.
All right, Andy, your seventh grade level word is. Oh, I'm sorry, sixth grade.
Oh, man.
I was ready for that.
This is sixth grade. Here you go.
Scarcely.
Scarcely?
Scarcely. There's at least a 5% chance I get this one wrong.
Oh.
S C A R C-E-L-Y. Scarcely.
Ooh.
That's what I had too. Did you have it wrong?
Yeah, I put an E in there.
Well, there was an E in there.
Wait, how did you spell it?
Scarce, L-Y, basically.
S-C-A-R-C-E-L-Y.
Yep. Okay, I had the E in the wrong spot. Okay, so don't even worry about it. It was, the word is scarcely, and I went with the root scare.
Okay, all right.
All right,
you
Mike.
Went, I got you, yeah.
You ready for your sixth grade level
Clearly
word?
I'm not.
Violence.
Okay,
yeah, that one's easy.
Lence.
It's the silent, it's the T that gets you.
Violence. V-I-O-L-E-N-C-E.
Now, Al.
Violence.
All right, cool. We made it through one round, which is really, that's all we need.
Yeah. Now we're
moving on.
On to the gravy.
By the way, are these words, Al, which I hope you're having a great day, by the way.
I am. Thank you.
Are these words that you know are coming? Are they completely random in the show?
They are completely random in the show.
Wow.
They, okay. So you would just,
they're
you,
randomly generated
so
from
there's
a list.
No biases of any kind.
Correct.
Okay.
So there's a program out there that is just like, give me sixth
give
grade words.
Give me a sixth grade word.
And it does it?
I made it into a Google sheet, and every time it reloads, it randomly selects one from the list.
Wow.
Neat.
I'm impressed.
I can't wait to see what you do for show 200.
All right, Jason, you're getting a special word here.
Grievance.
Oh,
that's not how you say that. Say it a different way.
Grievance.
Oh, man. I'll get you another.
Here you go.
Give me another word. Wait, no. Give me another word.
Grievance.
Oh, no.
Oh, my. Wait, I'm going to need to hear that about 6 or 17 more times.
Grievance.
I've got like, I have like 8 variables going on over here.
I don't know the beginning, middle, or end. G R.
I'd like to file a grievance against Al for this word.
What?
Oh man, this is.
I think I know it. I've got my finalist.
Seventh grade.
Yeah, seventh graders know it.
Seventh grade gets hard, man. Hold on, I got to finish writing this down. Someone talk.
Grievance. Wait, so you've officially begun your word. Just remember that.
Yeah,
with a G R. I think you're off to a good start.
Thank you. All right, both of these are wrong. So
this
I'm
could
go with...
so many different ways.
I will bow out early.
Grievance.
Can I hear it one more time?
Sorry. Here you go.
Grievance.
Oh, he says ints. It just looks so wrong. It's no way. All right. Grievance. G-R-I-E-V-E-N-C-E. Oh, is it A-N-C?
It's A-N-C.
No, that was right. But he says grievance. He doesn't say grievance. Oh, my gosh. I had to. Oh, I hate this game.
The I and the E wasn't 100% sure. And
the
then,
E and the A?
And the E and the A.
I was going to go A until the last time he said it, and then I changed.
Look, I'm with you. You could file a grievance on that.
Wow. I will file a grievance.
Yeah. Yeah. All right.
Why?
Keep it going.
Why do we do this?
This game's not fun.
No, not this.
Oh.
I'm saying, like, these words.
The English language.
Well, the man was saying grievance.
Because you have how it's written and then how it gets pronounced over time.
Right, but those things should match.
I'm fine with
dialects and things. I mean, it's not a perfect world, Mike.
I'm fine with colloquial, you know, the way that we say certain words being different. But when you're telling me that the dictionary robot says it one way.
Yeah, but he was from, like, England or something.
Grievance.
All right, give me my word.
All right, here you go, your seventh grade level word.
Now, if they both
Boulevard.
Fail.
Boulevard.
Oh, sorry.
I didn't hear that.
Boulevard.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no.
Well, we got problems.
Oh, I got this.
No, I think we're good.
What?
My problem is that I'm not sure how it ends. B-O-U-L-E-V-A-R-D. And I am concerned about whether there's another E, but I'm going to leave it off.
Yes! I had that one right!
I think it might be Boulevard with an extra E in England or something. But
oh,
we had the same thought process the whole way.
You thought about that last E?
The only question was whether it was an E at the end.
Oh, but, man. All right.
So I am out now.
Yeah. You're out. And Mike, you have a chance to stay in with this seventh grade level word.
Chaperone.
Oh, boy. That's not how we say that word.
Oh, you're not going to like
chaperone.
Not going to like this one.
That one's better. But the other one, chaperone? No, oh, my gosh. This looks so terrible. Chaperone?
Oh, Andy, congratulations, Andy, on
do you guys have a, do you both have a different?
We both have a different than each other. So if that's helpful to know that this is very difficult.
I don't think that's this.
Go ahead,
right,
hit me
either.
Hit me with the word.
I think I'm
chaperone.
Okay. I'm going to be very upset if that vowel in the middle is not the letter I think it is. Chaperone. C H A P A R O N E.
You want to try again?
Oh! No. No, I don't. End this stupid game.
Give me the whole word. Spell it out.
C H A P E R O N E.
Okay. I'm pretty sure Andy had a
play, I threw a G in there.
Andy had a G in there.
Hold on, hold on. Play it one
like
more
time. Like champagne, yeah.
Play it again.
Chaperone.
That's garbage.
Chaperone.
Yeah, chaperone.
I'm here at chaperone.
Yeah, exactly. And that's how I spelled it.
There's a lot of anger in this place.
I'm angry at the English language for being so stupid.
Congratulations, Andy.
Well, we get to move forward. We get to...
It's actually chaperone.
Mm. We get to have a drift.
The Spitballers Draft.
All right, we are drafting worst animals to have to be a veterinarian for. I did have a point of clarity on this one.
Okay.
That
they have to be real animals?
They have to be real. No,
a dragon!
I don't know where anything goes.
I assume there's not like a shortcut here as a veterinarian where these animals are not being brought into you tranquilized already or asleep already. Like you're...
All problems. You're taking on all problems.
All problems.
All problems. Okay. You might... I mean, I would imagine there's... Sometimes you might have to go to the field. Sometimes they come in. It just depends. What if they've got a broken nail? So or if it's an animal with a nail.
I will say it's pretty easy to just hit a animal with a trank dart.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. Like, there's,
transporting them, of course, that has its own.
But the trank dart doesn't normally come from the veterinarian. No. That comes from like a games person. Like,
yeah, I don't even know.
You know, they do. Someone brings them into the vet.
You're going to have to deal with whatever your clientele bring you.
Okay.
Yeah, the way I... So, to clarify to you, the way I looked at this draft was I'm a vet, I'm scrubbed up, and they're bringing the animal in.
And mm-hmm. I'm going to deal with what... I'm the most talented vet in the world. I'm dealing with all these animals the mm-hmm. best that I can deal with. And that's why I'm going to be a little uncomfortable when you bring your porcupine in.
Yep.
I mean,
sure,
you bring the porcupine
sure.
in, and look what it's called. It's a porcupine. It's a bunch of...
It's on my list.
...razor blade pine needles, and I don't want to mess with that. I'm getting hit. There's no doubt about it.
Well, no, because it's going to be unconscious. It's not going to shoot him.
I got to get it unconscious,
yeah,
Mike.
Yeah, that might be his job.
I got to give an injection.
You can, a porcupine, I think you can.
Oh, you gotta pet it? Is that what you just did?
I think if you pet it,
pet it to sleep.
Pet it the right way?
The right direction, you don't get the
poke.
It's
easy to startle them in the vet's office, Mike. Don't you know that?
I mean, it's on my list.
All right.
The barbs of a porcupine are unfair because the way that those things hook onto you is gruesome.
I believe it's into you.
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah.
And it's never pet against the quill. That's the saying that our office has. But
see, I feel like you could go.
But things go wrong.
It's like shaving against the grain.
Yeah.
You just don't do it.
All right, Mike, you are up.
All right. The first thing I thought of is just like a reigning champion of almost all animal. If there's an animal draft, this monstrosity always gets picked because I don't know if there's enough scalpels in the world to get inside of a blue whale, but somehow you gotta open this thing up.
You gotta make sure it's doing okay.
Yeah, I mean, you gotta keep it hosed down, but I'm really more concerned about the girth.
Now is that
that's a big animal.
Yeah, that's a tough one. You're gonna need a bigger office.
You're gonna need a chainsaw.
I can't imagine. I think that's you're on the go. You gotta go. That's not coming to you. You're going to the blue whale.
I would imagine that's part of it.
Okay. All right. That is not a good animal to be a vet for.
No, it's not. And I'm gonna stay in the aquatic area as well.
Oh.
And I went a little different than you two on this one. On this one, you know, look, sometimes you're in charge of maybe this family's pet. Yeah. You know what I mean? There's a lot of weight on veterinarians. We talk about the doctors and nurses and, you know, the mental trauma they have to go through. I'm sure veterinarians,
I'm sure,
when they let a family down, that's hard. And I can't imagine anything more difficult to work on or bring to health than a goldfish.
Yeah. Because
you bring me a bag with a sick goldfish, and I am not going to be able to help you. The only hope is that I got a bunch of goldfish in the back
100%.
Room.
100%.
You go to the back room, you flip it, and then you bring the other one back out?
No easier animal to replace than a goldfish.
Yeah. Yeah, that is true.
But if you
could I sleep easy at night knowing that the family is happy even though their goldfish is dead at my watch?
Look, money solves problems, right? So think about the family that comes in with the, you know, the infinite blank check to save this one specific goldfish. And as a veterinarian, you've got to do the work on this goldfish when you know its life is going to be so short regardless of what you do.
Yeah.
Heart transplant for a goldfish?
Right. Yeah.
And then I'm going to go the other way, from small to large.
Oh.
This is an animal that is awful. They kill, I believe, more humans than any other animal in the world.
Oh, were we just talking about
vicious,
a delicious
and we
one?
Have talked about a delicious one today. So I will take the word that I cannot spell, so this is bringing it all in together.
Hip-hop?
Hip-hop anonymous? I will take the hippopotamus.
Which we now know are 10,000 pounds of work
of
to
deliciousness.
Do. Oh, man.
Feed me for 41 years.
Yeah, I don't even know if you can. The question with the hippo is, in my mind, you can't pierce the skin to put it to sleep. You know what I mean? Like, you give it a go with a needle and it just doesn't go through.
It just bounces off.
So thick.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know that there is anyone in the world that, like, works on hippos. You know, like.
There has to be.
You think?
Yeah. Someone out there cares about the hippos.
I guess, are there hippos at zoos? Do zoos have hippopotamus?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know they got rhinoceros.
Yeah, I've seen...
they have hippos,
I've seen plenty of the videos
where... You don't
need
to Google, do zoos have hippos? They do.
It's a good time where, like, the camera will start zoomed in. You have no idea what's going on. There's just, like, a bunch of gross stuff. And then they zoom out, and it was the hippo's mouth, and then they throw a pumpkin inside.
And he just chomps it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, they annihilate a pumpkin. And
wait.
A watermelon.
Is it it's a hippo at the zoo video, the poop video? Where the hippo sprays?
And
it's unbelievable.
And it's the chainsaw.
Yes, it's the
that
classic
might be a,
fart
that might be
sound.
A rhino, but they both poop the same.
Oh, man, it was incredible.
Was it a hippo?
I'm on it.
Okay, so you're going goldfish and hippo as the worst animals to be a veterinarian for. Mike, it's back to you. Now, you have an unwieldy blue whale.
Yeah, we went, Jason and I have started in opposite directions.
Yeah. Oh, you're going,
but
you're
we're
going
actually,
small now?
We're
going
to cross. And I don't have the steadiest of hands. Like, I got a little bit of a shake, a little bit of a tremble to the hands. Like, and I was trying to think, okay, if you had to cut open an animal.
Do a little precise, careful procedure.
Yeah, and like do a heart transplant on a hummingbird.
Oh.
Like, you're margin for error of getting into the internal organs of a hummingbird is non-existent.
Look, there's a chance that when they hand you that bird, you pop its head right off on accident, and you didn't mean to.
Like, if you've ever seen a hummingbird, like the actual body, not just with the feathers, but the actual body, this thing is so ridiculously tiny.
That would be, and just think about all the, like, you try to give it a drug, but you gotta take the drugs down to a really small level for a hummingbird. You could OD a hummingbird real bad.
Yes.
You give like 1 cc, that's 10% of its body weight.
That's right. It just
also, I have confirmed the hippo poop sprayer is the name of the video. Highly recommend you watch it. Please have your sound on for the hippo poop sprayer. You won't believe. This is basically a cartoon. This is what you would do in a cartoon, except real life, and it was in a zoo.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, my next animal that I'm not looking forward to, you know, little Bobby bringing his pet eel in to the veterinarian's office.
Eel.
An eel.
Okay, an electric eel.
It's slippery.
Yes.
Operating is going to be difficult. It's not exactly friendly.
Ursula's not far behind.
Yeah, and you try.
My poor little poopsies.
I mean, if you have to strap an animal down, that thing's not going to be strapped. You can't strap that down.
No, you can't tame an eel.
He just is. So an eel's what I'm going with. And then we're moving forward. And I'm going to go with something that's just simply difficult to deal with. And it's a giraffe.
Oh, a giraffe is on my list.
I have it on my list as well.
You know what? You know what's not in my veterinarian budget this year? Scaffolding. I don't have scaffolding in there, and I'm going to need some if I'm going to go up and down that ladder and work on this.
Imagine the strep throat
of a giraffe. Oh, boy.
Dental work. Are you kidding me?
Strep throat. That's a lot of throat. Yeah,
it's a good draft joke.
Yeah, I mean, you just think about how long legs.
Yeah.
Do they? Not a good question. I'm just curious if, like, it seems like a giraffe should have giraffe shoes on.
Like
a horse.
It's got hooves.
Yeah, but, like.
They need Nikes?
I don't think they need
shoes. No, not
shoes.
Nikes, like the metal shoes like a horse has. Yeah, Why don't they put those
on? Oh, because, I mean.
You're not riding around on a giraffe. That'd be a lot of fun, though.
I know. Did you ever
like
see
a
the
lifted
video?
Truck.
You want to spend your day on YouTube. After you do the whole hippo poop thing, there's another video of a very inebriated man leaping off of the edge of a zoo onto the back of a giraffe.
Does he make it? Does he land?
And he rides it for all of 3 feet before it chucks him onto the ground.
A giraffe can fight, man.
Yeah, they do.
They'll
that.
Whip that
they
head
do that
around.
Neck fight.
That's
crazy.
It's because they have a bad case of strep. But I've got porcupine, eel, giraffe. Mike, it's back to you after a blue whale and a hummingbird.
All right. So I've got the giant creature. I have the tiny creature. Mm. And now let's take the perplexing creature of where do you even start if someone brings in a jellyfish?
Okay. Mm.
What are those things even made out of?
I don't think you can touch them.
Well, you can't touch the tentacles because you'll get a poisonous sting. Do they have organs?
You have to bring in a plastic bag to replace part of the parts with. Just
we lost him, but I got you.
It's Ziploc.
just toss this in the water. But what is it? What is jellyfish even made out of?
What is jellyfish?
I don't know.
What is jellyfish?
But they're alive, and they're eating.
After you get done with it.
Exactly. They're eating other creatures in the sea.
Wait, and they're carnivorous?
Oh, yeah. The man of war?
What do you think the stingers are doing?
Yeah, those are catching little fishies.
I thought it was protecting itself. I guess I never thought about what a jellyfish eats.
And then they just float along in the ocean.
I give you credit, because once you said perplexing, the first thing I thought of was a jellyfish.
There you go.
Because you don't know, where's its heart? Where's its brain?
Yeah,
it has. Where's its anything?
It has to have organs.
Is it a mist?
Does a jellyfish poop? Probably.
But probably not the way I poop.
From where?
Exactly.
Well, and the best part is if someone's bringing in their pet jellyfish, they're really distraught, obviously, because their jellyfish is hurting.
And they're a psychopath because they have a pet jellyfish.
Yeah, and I assume they bring it in kind of holding it like a baby, and you bring it into the veterinarian, and you have to act like you know what you're doing.
Yes.
You can't pretend. I mean, you've got to pretend. Let me take a look here. Why don't you go in the other room while
we have breaking news from Owl Borland.
All right, let's get it.
Jellyfish. Wait, what? So this just says jellyfish-like creatures. So I'm just going
to... It is a jellyfish.
Okay, so I'm going to include all jellyfish in this because I'm not a doctor. They sprout a fresh anus every time they poop.
That's so genius!
Jason's face.
You don't need your bidet anymore.
No, because every time it's a new one.
Just
this
get a
is
new
fine.
One.
And you're living in the water, so it's going to be fresh and clean.
Something probably eats their
anus?
Their former anus. Some animal. This is the circle of life.
Oh, man.
If you sprout in a new anus, where's your old one? It feeds.
What hemorrhoids? They gone.
Yeah. Wow.
I shed thee. To the ocean.
Okay.
Wow. That's a good one.
Yeah. Wonderful.
Speaking of butts. Wait. Oh.
Also, if they come in with the butt problem, you just say, wait.
Yeah. I'll take care of this.
You're back.
I am back on the clock.
You have two picks.
Speaking of butts.
Okay.
I am going to take a skunk.
Okay.
Because
yeah.
You're going to ruin an office. And I don't know. You know how, like, you can't get cat pee smell out of carpet. You go into a house, if you've ever been looking for a home, and it smells like cat or dog urine, like, that is hard to get out. I cannot imagine my place of business ever recovering from a skunk spray. That is nature's fart, and I don't want it in my office.
No, you could be a vet that specializes in only skunks, too. There's got to be one vet out there that they're known as the skunk specialist.
That's true. And I'll bet they're very stinky.
Or they just have bad sinuses, so they've never been able to smell it.
They probably wear hazmat suits.
It is funny. Have you guys been around skunk before?
I've never seen one in the wild, but I've done where you're driving through and you're like, oh, okay.
It does hit a large area very strongly.
Oh, yeah.
They're very impressive.
Up in northern country here in Arizona,
yep.
You're like, is that a gas leak? No, no, that's a skunk that walked 1 mile from here.
Anywhere in a 20-mile radius.
Yeah, exactly.
There's an animal.
So you got a goldfish, a hippo, and a skunk.
That's right.
What's the last?
Well, the last thing is the devil.
The devil?
The devil. Tarantulas. I am not dealing with your pet aquarium tarantula. If you bring it in, I will first die, and then I will come back as a ghost, and I will throw that aquarium.
Ooh, you'll spook him.
Oh, I would never throw the aquarium. It could break and let the thing out. I don't know what I would
be able to do. Underwater tarantula that Jason's talking about.
Oh, man, that's... Wait, is it not
called... No, you would...
It's a terrarium.
Oh. Is there a different word if it's not underwater?
Yeah, aqua.
Involves water.
No, I get that. I get that. But I thought there's like, you go to an aquarium department. Like,
yeah, it's the same thing.
It's the same actual thing I'm buying. I just don't fill it with water.
It's glass box.
Makes it slightly different. But I get what you're saying.
Words are important here.
Yeah, I'm just saying that you don't ever put things that don't go in water in an aquarium. You put them into a terrarium.
He's got a good point.
Look. It's just a word.
Is there any difference in the construction?
No, probably not. I mean, yeah, a little bit, maybe. If you happen to aerate the water or whatever an aquarium does.
But you're telling me I can't
it's
go
a
to
glass
a store
container.
And buy an aquarium and then put a mouth-breathing thing in there.
You could do that, Jay. Yes, okay. You could. You could do whatever you want.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're done. Tarantula, Mike, final pick.
All right, I've got another animal where if it's got some kind of heart problem, it's gonna be quite difficult to get into this thing. I'm going to need some sort of powered saw.
Whoa.
If someone brings in their tortoise,
am I
getting in there?
You're breaking the shell open.
You gotta cut it open,
you
right?
Should probably go from the underside.
Yeah, that was pretty clear.
Why is he taking that chainsaw?
Go from the belly, Mike.
Yeah, but what if you got to go through the top?
He's got a drill? Yeah. Well, all the most important organs are in the shell.
Which, fun fact about
turtles.
Oh,
no, not another anus thing, is it?
No, it's not an anus. Apparently, a turtle shell is not a shell at all.
Oh, don't do this.
I hate to bring this up. Actually, I'd love to bring it up because it's a fun fact. It's a set of modified ribs.
I hate people like you.
Yeah, what is the difference between
a tomato's a fruit?
It is a fusion of modified ribs and vertebrate and shoulder.
In a shell shape.
Wait, what is?
The shell.
Yeah, there you go.
I love it.
What is the shell composed of, Jason?
Bone?
Ribs. I'd like working on the tortoise because I know it's not getting away from me.
No, that's true.
It's like, I could leave the room for like a full coffee break and I come back and it's like 3 feet further off. I'm making an escape. All right, porcupine, eel, giraffe, my final pick. It's a cobra.
Yeah, Black Mamba was on my list.
Yeah, I don't want to mess with that. I feel like the more intimidating it looks, it's even going to be worse. So the cobra's where I'm going with. You got fangs in there. I don't want to mess with that. I know that they're valuable. I'll probably siphon off a little of that venom and sell it. I mean, I can make some serious money, but... No, I don't want to mess with a cobra. Not today, not tomorrow.
It's fair. It's a fair point.
All right. Are there any glaring omissions?
Does the snake venom ready to go at all times, or is this like...
Oh, like once you puncture?
Poke the fang of an unconscious mamba. Are you getting injected?
I don't think so.
It has to. Like,
I think
act
it's a part of the bite.
They milk them.
Yeah, so like you
like
have,
over a jar,
right?
You've seen that, right?
Yeah. Yes, I have seen. That's how you in for the anti-venom and stuff. But like The snake is conscious for that stuff,
right? I think it is, yeah.
So is it actively pumping out the venom?
I think there's a gland that releases that,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm just making sure there's not like a one slip. You're like,
I'll let you know when someone brings one in later today. Any glaring omissions, Al? Do you see anything that you really don't want to work on?
You got all the ones that came to my mind.
I had a couple others. I mean, I had the rhino, but I didn't want to really piggyback the 10,000-pound animal. Poison frogs, I figure, aren't a good time.
No, they start ugly, and then they're poisonous.
I had an octopus because they have two hearts.
Oh, you could do it wrong.
That's double trouble. And then you kind of alluded to it of like if when you're the vet, the stakes are high. So I just had a dog. Because I'm not carrying
a beloved dog.
I'm not carrying that weight.
I've got lion and shark, of course, because those are just things that can kill you. Honey badger, because it don't care.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
And then similar.
A honey badger is not paying for care.
And then cats, because I just don't want to help them. That's real. I just don't want to be responsible for actually helping
you
a cat.
They come in with like a broken nail, and you're like, we do need to put the cat down.
We had to put your cat down. I did it for free. Don't worry, you owe me nothing.
Let me check on this. Walks to the back. There was nothing we could do.
Yeah. We go to a vet that every time a dog has to get put down, they actually do come out and give you a goldfish on the way out.
Here you go.
All right. I had a grizzly bear. I figured it was a problem.
That'd be dangerous.
Well, yeah.
What did we learn today?
Oh, man. Did we learn something about a jellyfish?
Yeah. You want that one, Mike?
Oh, yeah.
I learned that zebras are very inquisitive.
And I learned that, you know, Jason much prefers the very harrowing, quick demise of a plane crash instead of the slow, hopeful sinking into the ocean.
The hopeful sinking. I hope one day I may sink to the bottom of this great sea.
Which one are you more famous for? Surviving a plane crash or surviving a sinking ship? I think it's
plane.
A ship.
I was going to go plane.
All right.
Hey, tell your friends about the show.
Or else.
Goodbye.
Thanks for listening to the Spitballers podcast. To see what other nonsense the guys are up to, check out spitballerspod.com.